We need to update the volatile stock market. I'm David Brancaccio. Stock prices dropped sharply yesterday. The NASDAQ index, which captures many tech companies, fell almost 4% to close at its lowest point in a year. The S&P dropped 2.8%. The Dow yesterday fell 809 points, 2.4%. Susan Schmidt watches this moment to moment as head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Morning.
Good morning.
Now, tech stocks took a particular beating yesterday. I mean, is there a rational reason to pick on techs yesterday?
Well, remember that tech stocks have been the headlines for us. They've dominated the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ has really been the strong index that has returned the most over the last 3 years. And so people have been used to hearing about FANG names. It's interesting because as we're hearing earnings reports, people are focused on what tech stocks can deliver. Now that they're realizing tech stocks' earnings can fluctuate just like every other company's, that seems to give investors pause. The tech stocks for most people have had lots of gains in the last several years. Therefore, that's an easy place to trim exposure because they're going to take those gains and take them off the table.
Yesterday, but then after the market closes, some companies report their earnings, some big ones including Microsoft, and those look pretty good. And this morning, it's a different mood.
Well, the market is always fickle. So this morning, we are seeing dip buyers come in. Sometimes when sell-offs are so extreme, it's actually a good thing for the market in the follow-up because people go back and look at the market's evaluations and decide that things are just a bit overdone. Remember that the pendulum never stops exactly in the middle. It swings to both sides. The market does the same. It's never exactly perfect. It's often and commonly overshoot.
All right. Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities, Aviva Investors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The stuff businesses have to pay for is getting more expensive. That's according to a quarterly survey from the National Association for Business Economics. 75% of businesses are seeing higher prices for materials and wages. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
There are basically two options for businesses when their costs go up: raise prices or make less money.
Many firms are raising prices.
Ken Simonson is chief economist at the Associated General Contractors of America. He also worked on the NABE survey, which found about half of businesses have raised prices.
But I think they're not able to do that as fast as their own costs are going up. And they're probably running into more resistance from consumers or other businesses to price increases.
In Chicago, Emily Glockler has not raised prices yet at her gift shop, One Strange Bird, but
this summer, they are going to have to go up.
She's already raised wages for her employees and likely will again soon. And the costs of some key things she sells, like t-shirts, are going up significantly.
So ultimately, that is kind of cutting into our profit margin.
But she also says she's worried about raising prices too much and driving customers away. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
We like to point out here that there's much more to life than gross domestic product, which measures money changing hands and not necessarily human well-being. Now, that said, tomorrow's quarterly update on economic growth will show, among other things, if inflation is slowing down consumer and business spending and whether these higher prices are cutting into what firms invest in their own futures. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Throughout the past few months, Michael Lippman has been setting up two new production lines in his bakery near San Diego called Sadie Rose Baking Company. On one line, new equipment rounds dough into things like sandwich rolls and hamburger buns. On the other, dough is pressed flat.
And then we can divide it into the piece size that we want, from little ciabatta dinner rolls to sheets of focaccia.
Lippman bought the equipment so he could make more bread faster, and so far it's working.
You know, we've gone from nearly 8 hours of production on our hamburger buns to under two.
That's a big deal, especially given how hard it's been finding workers. Lippman says the new production lines will help the bakery do more with its existing staff.
This way we can continue to grow and, you know, don't necessarily need to find people, train people.
To attract and retain workers, many businesses are paying their workers more. Economist Shannon Seary at Wells Fargo says those higher costs are another incentive to invest more in equipment.
we expect that, you know, businesses might, you know, seek some high tech or some labor saving technologies that they can tap in order to, you know, offset some of that labor cost pressure.
A lot of these investments can help companies manage the challenges they're dealing with this year. But many of these investments are big purchases that won't pay off for a while.
That gives me a lot of optimism that we're going to see really strong productivity growth moving forward.
That's Chad Moutre, chief economist with the National Association of Manufacturers. He says businesses are trying to figure out how to survive for the long haul.
I mean, you often see this happening in a recession, right? Companies are very forward-looking, especially in manufacturing, right? What is the world going to look like in 1, 2, 3, 4 years, right? And try to make strategic investments to try to put that in place.
Even if inflation and higher interest rates are making expensive investments seem scary. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Last year, we covered the implosion of what was a little-known investment firm named Archegos Capital Management. It had grown from $1.5 billion to $35 billion in assets in one short year. Then it went abruptly bust, severely denting some big lenders, Nomura, Goldman, Credit Suisse, Morgan Stanley. Well, news this morning is the founder, Bill Wong, and the former chief financial officer, Patrick Halligan, were arrested today. The indictments in New York allege securities fraud and racketeering. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.